This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and it's great to share morning devotions. I love the story of the little four-year-old girl who was attending a memorial service in the church. Her great-grandfather had just died, aged 87. And at the graveside service, as the coffin was being laid to rest in the cemetery, she said, "Who will be the next to go into the ground?" And her grandmother said, "Well, no one really knows that." And she looked into the grave and then looked up at her family and said, "Well, we'll just have to ask God about that." Isn't it true that so often a child has a perception and understanding that's amazing? And I want to talk again about trying to understand death, as I did yesterday. Yes, this is not a nice subject, but the truth is, as long as death reigns, we'll always need undertakers and mortuaries and cemeteries. As long as death reigns on planet Earth, there'll always be an obituary section in today's newspaper and there'll always be a funeral going on somewhere. I've said before that about 300 people die each day in this country. So when we face the prospect of our own death, we don't know what to say or what to do. And people say that nothing is certain except death and taxes. Well, that's not quite correct. A person can avoid paying tax by simply not filing a return. But you can't avoid death or put it off. When your time is up, your time is up. We won't be here forever. I read a very touching article in one newspaper written by a woman on the one-year anniversary of her husband's death. It was not sentimental or sad. And after writing about the events of the last year and wondering what her husband would have thought about them, she said that she knew he would be glad to know this, that she'd learned to laugh again and to laugh often. "When someone teaches you," she said, "how short life is, you tend to quit wasting it. Not only is this not a dress rehearsal, it's also a very short play." That's what she said. Life is a short play. As the poet said, "Death whispers in my ear and says, live, I am coming." So this is not sentiment, it's actually sober reality. Moses spoke of the truth in Psalm 90 when he said, "Our Lord, in all generations, you've been our home." So people have had faith in God for generations because God is the only answer. In fact, our only hope of finding significance in this life and prepare us for the next is in God, because he gives eternal meaning to our lives. And he says, Moses goes on to invite us to actually think hard about this when in Psalm 90 verse 12 he said, "Teach us to use wisely all the time we have." Good point. I mean, do we really know how much time we do have? And then in the New Testament, we've got this wonderful word from 2 Timothy 1:10. "Christ Jesus has come to show us the kindness of God. Christ our Saviour defeated death and brought us the good news." Yes, that says that Jesus has defeated death. How did that happen? By his death on the cross. The old version of that text says he abolished death. Now you think, well, how can you abolish death? But Romans 5:12 says, "Adam sinned, and that sin brought death into the world. Everyone has sinned, and so everyone must die." And when Jesus rose from the grave, he actually abolished the power of death. So that's why Jesus could say, "Whoever lives and believes in me will never die," John 11:26. So death for the Christian is a temporary interruption. It's passing from one stage of life into the next. 4,000 years ago, someone else made a comment. Job asked the question, "If a man dies, will he live again?" And I think that's the greatest of all questions. It's the one question you need to answer. If a man dies, will he live again? And the answer, yes. Jesus. If we know Jesus, we don't have fear. It was the great evangelist Dwight L. Moody who said that earth recedes just as he was dying and heaven opens before me. These were people who had faith in Jesus. Well, thank you, dear Lord, that death is not a finality for those who believe in you. Thank you. Let us hang on to that hope. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.